You're listening to SBS News.
A scarred landscape. A billion tonnes of mining waste has polluted communities downstream from the Panguna mine in Bougainville, Papua New Guinea. Thousands of people have been left dispossessed by what was one of the world's largest copper mines, once owned by Rio Tinto. For Theonila rocker Matt Bob, recently elected to the Bougainville Parliament, it's personal.
Being here, because, I mean, I come from, my family owns this portion of land that we're standing on and we're talking. And then here we can see the tailings. That is all tailings, yes. Everything we're seeing here is just tailings.
Drinking water is polluted and land contaminated. Ms. Matt Bob is one of more than 150 landowners to lodge a formal complaint with the Australian government under an OECD non-judicial grievance process. The federal agency, part of the Treasury Department responsible for assessing the complaint, declined to comment. A similar complaint by 1,200 Cambodian villagers against ANZ Bank, who were forcibly evicted from their homes to make way for a sugar plantation, resulted in a confidential compensation payout in February. The Panguna complaint, prepared by the Human Rights Law Centre's Karen Adams, alleges Rio Tinto breached international environmental and human rights standards.
They want to now take this to the international stage because they feel that they've tried to raise these issues with Rio Tinto previously and they've got nowhere and they really have no other recourse.
After Rio Tinto's destruction of the internationally significant Aboriginal cave site at Juukan Gorge in May that cost the CEO and two executives their jobs, Ms. Adams says the company is under close scrutiny.
These kind of things have a very substantial reputational impact for companies, which, and as we know, Rio Tinto's shareholders and investors are paying particular attention, I think, to what the company is doing at the moment as a result of their egregious actions at Juukan Gorge here in Australia.
In a statement, Rio Tinto said they are now ready to talk with landowners and the PNG and autonomous Bougainville governments, and that it knows of the deterioration of mining infrastructure at the site and surrounding areas, and claims of resulting adverse environmental and social, including human rights impacts. Panguna sparked a civil war in 1989 that resulted in thousands of deaths, shut the mine, and left behind an environmental disaster. Lawyer Karen Adams says landowners' demands include Rio Tinto pay for an independent environmental and human rights assessment and pay for an independently managed rehabilitation fund.
Certainly it would be, I would have thought, in the tens to hundreds of millions of dollars potentially because of the extent of the damage that's being caused. But we won't really know that until a proper assessment of the site is done.